Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
For spiritual conversation and enlightening guests, I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And whenever you're tuning in, however you found us, I think you're here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, maybe lights a little fire under you, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. So many of us now are waking up to the fact that the time is now to connect with our passion, to walk more fully in alignment with our divine purpose. But how to start, or what to do, and how do we keep it all together while we're doing it? Well, my guest today is Amethyst Wildfire, and she will offer the five sacred steps that have kept her sane and successful as she lives her own passionate purpose of serving evolving entrepreneurs. She's also got a very cool giveaway for you guys. I've got a special secret website address to give you in just a minute. And I'll bring Amethyst on the air in just a minute. But first, I want to ask you to take a moment to visit fogcitypsychic.com. Now, that's the place to go if you want to find out what's coming up next on the radio show, to book a private intuitive session with me, explore one of the classes that I offer, connect with some free guided meditations. FogCityPsychic.com is the place to do it. And the Out of the Fog Salon is this Saturday. I can't wait. Is it wrong that I take so much joy in the Out of the Fog Salon? That's the online gallery reading where everybody on the call gets a reading and we all have a blast in the process. That's happening this Saturday. Now, I keep this to a really small group for two reasons. One is that I do a short personal reading for each and every person on the call. The other reason is that I firmly believe in the power of intention, of energy, our ability to create a connection even if we can't see each other. So when our small group gathers on Saturday, we create a higher vibration, we set an intention to receive information for our highest and best good, and wahoo, sparks fly. So if you want to join us, head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click the link for the online gallery reading. Oh, and what's that you say? You'd like to enter to win a free seat in Saturday's gallery reading? Okay. If you email me, I am having too much fun. That's got to be wrong. But go ahead and email me, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. Tell me one thing you did today that brought you joy. That's all there is to it. I'll pick the winner at random, and I'll notify you by email tomorrow if you are it. Karen at fogcitypsychic.com. And now, a successful and award-winning entrepreneur since her mid-20s, Amethyst Wildfire, the speaker shaman and divine destiny mastery mentor, is an empowered messenger. As a multidimensional visionary speaker, author, teacher, and artist, she specializes in serving visionary leaders and conscious entrepreneurs who want to feel safe and powerful, who are ready to leap fearlessly into their highest level of service, and who want to profit handsomely from following their spiritual path. You can find out more about Amethyst and her work at TheEmpoweredMessenger.com. Amethyst, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Karen, I am just, no wonder you're giddy with excitement. You're wonderful. You're wonderful to be around. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you asked a question in there about, like, what did you do today? Something, I can't remember exactly what the question was, but I need to share with you that right before I got on this show, I was jumping on the trampoline. So I must have been picking up on your energy right away.
Oh, I love that. The question was, what one thing have you done today to bring you joy? And what is more fun than jumping on the trampoline, just letting it go, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
fun.
Great. Well, so for people who aren't familiar with you and your work, can you say a little bit about yourself? How did you get to this place on your spiritual journey?
Sure. So I used to be a real estate developer, Karen, and a common interest community consultant. And in 2001-2 time frame, I had a spiritual awakening. And as I was going through a divorce from my first husband, at the time, I was the national chairperson for my trade association. I was running all over the country, speaking to the local chapters and on Capitol Hill to the senators about the legislation that affected 1 in 8 homeowners. And suddenly, you know, the third eye opened and I was seeing and talking to angels, and the big, you know, golden white staircase opened up from a yoga class that I was in, and the angels were coming up and down the staircase, and I started to have, you know, mystical experiences. And it's been a journey since then. It's certainly been quite a journey to move through the last decade of, or little, yeah, I guess it's been about a decade now, of transformation and evolution and growth personally. And part of what happened for me was I left my old career and like literally went 180 degrees in the other direction when I walked in the door about a month and a half after my divorce to my office. My business partner took a look at me and said, you know, what's going on? And I said, I'm all done. And he said, well, what are you going to do? And what fell out of my mouth was, I'm going to be a crystal healer. And I had never even had one, Karen. So I didn't even know what I was talking about. it was pretty bizarre. And, you know, here I am 10 years later, and I am actually a crystalline ascension crystal healer. I'm an initiated shamaness. I discovered all kinds of, you know, latent parts of me. I became a juried artist, a international award-winning crystal singing bowl sound therapist, you know, got into the internet, began serving other messengers, and now I have a wonderful business with a divine business partner, Michael Solen. He and I serve visionary women entrepreneurs who want to feel safe speaking, asking for money, and being seen so that they can follow their soul's path and create successful businesses that they love. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, no, it's a very good story. And we started kind of talking about joy. We've kind of jumped right into joy and passion. What's the difference here, right before we go to break, what's the difference here between the way you felt in your old life, once you realized that you were awake, but you weren't doing what you were meant to do, and the way you feel now that you are not only in alignment, but you're showing like multidimensional alignment?
Well, you know, certainly the difference is that I have a huge amount of energy and passion that has been freed up. And essentially it's power. You know, when we have ourselves, when stuff is suppressed, we're actually, you know, all of that stuff that's suppressed is holding deep, deep power for us. And so what I love about my work and what I love about what I do is, even when I have to do, you know, some work, you know, even when I'm like on a radio show or I'm writing my e-zine or whatever, it's coming from a place of being on purpose. So even when I'm in periods of time where there is a lot of work to do, for whatever reason, I can flow the work with joy rather than having it be, you know, it becomes very organic. Let's put it that way, Karen. It becomes organic rather than mechanic.
Oh, yes. And when you say organic, that's about that spark of life, that spark of the divine. That means that whatever you're doing is something that moves you forward instead of keeping you in the same place.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Now, Chris, who Chris is very good about telling me how long we have till break, and I see we've just got about a minute left. You've got a secret website address that you want to give the listeners, and they can get something from you, can't they? What is that?
They sure can. So we have set up a special page for just the listeners of Fog City, and it is at theempoweredmessenger.com. That's T-H-E-E-M-P-O-W-E-R-E-D, messenger, M-E-S-S-E-N-G-E-R.com / Fog City gifts, and we have some special gifts, behind-the-scenes gifts for the listeners there that we would love to have you take advantage of. It's so wonderful to be able to be in a position to give. That, you know, I think that part of our work here is to be givers as well as receivers, and to pass along the blessing as often as we can. So we like to give gifts.
Oh, good gifts. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Amethyst Wildfire. Go over there now to theempoweredmessenger.com/fogcitygifts and grab your stuff. She's giving away trampolines. No, she's not. We'll be right back after this. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation
Talk Radio. Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm asking for is a little respect and maybe a trampoline and some allergy medication. Is it just me or there's something, I'm in southeastern Michigan, something is blooming right now that is, or festering or something that, oh my goodness. So any sniffling you hear during the show, it's all good. It's all under control. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and Amethyst Wildfire is my guest. And welcome back, Amethyst. Are you allergic?
I am not. I have healed whatever was around me around that. I used to have issues, but I don't anymore. I've done something in my light body to address that. So,
oh, good. Well,
I'm very
fortunate.
Yeah.
I'll be contacting you after the show because I now am a major stockholder in the tissue company. We were talking off the air, and you were saying that you have an event coming up on the 15th of next month in Nashua, New Hampshire. Can you say a little bit about what that is and how people can connect with you?
Sure, yes. I actually have decided that it's time for me to get out of my pajamas because one of the things I've done in the last couple of years building my messenger-based entrepreneurship has been to do a lot of work online and virtually, like radio shows and so forth, and so I've built my multi-six-figure business in my pajamas, but it was time. The upstairs team gave me the message that it's time to get out. So I'm doing an event called Start Speaking Up and Being Seen, and I am going to be speaking. It's a day-long training intensive. I'm going to be speaking, and one of my divine client success stories is going to be taking the stage in the afternoon. And we're really excited about it. It's for women entrepreneurs who are ready to start speaking up and being seen. So we'd love to have people go visit that URL, Start Speaking Up and Being Seen. Tickets are on sale right now for the event until June 4th at a early bird price. And we have a Bring a Friend special, too. So after June 4th, they do go up. So we have people coming from all over the country, including Arizona and New Jersey, as well as the New England area. We'd love to have folks come if it's the fit.
That's great. So that's startspeakingupandbeingseen.com. Now, what do you mean, Amethyst? You talk about a passionpreneur. It's fun to even say that. I'll say that again. Passionpreneur. Mm-hmm. What is a passionpreneur?
Well, for me, a passionpreneur is somebody who has actually become they're accidental entrepreneurs. We have been activated. I've been activated. You've been activated to step into a business and part of bringing our message out into the world necessitates creating an entrepreneurial structure. And so a passionpreneur is somebody who has chosen, not really chosen to go into entrepreneurship, but they followed their passion and suddenly found themselves in entrepreneur land, which in and of itself is a spiritual journey. Just being in entrepreneur land is a spiritual journey all by itself. So for a passionpreneur, they are usually people who are on what I call the twofold path of passionpreneurship, in that you are having a spiritual journey by following your passion, and you're having a spiritual journey by being an entrepreneur. So it's like your spirit is being honed from both sides, front and back. You're getting it from all directions.
Wow. And you really believe that businesses have energy fields.
Yeah.
And boundaries are kind of important then. If your business has an energy field, just like we have energy fields, how do you keep those boundaries?
Wonderful, wonderful question. So, yes, in any business, latent within any business, just like the oak tree is latent in the acorn, latent within any business is the potential for that business to become a legacy and to live on after you. The business actually does have an energy field of its own and a life of its own. And it's super important to be mindful of setting and creating and maintaining appropriate boundaries with your business, because you are actually in a relationship. And just like in any other relationship, if you aren't clear on, you know, where you end and the business begins, then you can become quite literally consumed by your business. And I think this is really important, especially for passionpreneurs, because we're already being consumed by our passion. So it's like having two fires burning simultaneously. And that's why having the awareness of the fact that you have your own energy field and your own life and your own wishes and desires separate from your passion and separate from your business In order to stay in balance, it's super, super important to be mindful of not getting sucked right in and consumed. Because eventually, if you do that, you know, you end up not really having a business either, because it's consumed all of you rather than being in right relationship with you and feeding you.
And it also would keep you from serving other people. I mean, if you just get swallowed up, you're not only not fulfilling kind of your personal potential, but also not the potential of your business.
Exactly. You're exactly right on that, Karen. In fact, I have seen many, many, many people in a variety of events and mastermind programs and trainings and coachings and so forth, who are quite literally going around and around and around getting consumed by their business. And so they're doing all kinds of things. They're, you know, running around Facebooking and networking and LinkedIning and tweeting and emailing and e-zining and speaking and JVing and teleseminaring and all of this stuff. And they're creating programs and building communities and getting leads and all of the things that have to happen to have a business, at least that they think they have to be doing in order to serve. And the truth is, we actually have the ability to stop the world and say, okay, what am I willing to give of myself to this business? What am I willing to give of myself to this passion, to this message, whatever it is? And how do I feel most supported personally in my giving? How do I feel most supported personally in my giving? And what happens is people go running around and they spend tons and tons of money. You know, I've been through the process myself where my credit card debt is high, and it is a part of setting up and building a business, no doubt about it. And at the same time, it's important to be extraordinarily mindful of when you're going too far and to push, you know, put your foot on the brakes and say, whoa, wait a minute. You know, do I really want to do this? And so one of the things I wanted to talk about today, and we'll hopefully get to it in a short bit here, is how you can, you know, discover where you are on your journey when you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, and what to do, and what to do to, you know, really get back into alignment with your own personal well-being being the top priority. Because it's especially at the beginning, when you are a solo entrepreneur, or even if as you grow in your entrepreneurship to becoming a leader in the organization, until it becomes a legacy organization with, you know, a CEO that's been hired and, you know, the founder is out in the backwoods somewhere. Until that happens, you know, you are an integral part. And if you're not able to be present and healthy and strong and in alignment yourself, then you're really sending a mixed message out into the universe, first of all. And you're not really serving your people or your business or your vision or your mission in the way that you truly want to.
This ties in with a question that just came in from a listener in Massachusetts who asks, how do you define success? And why do spiritual people have so many issues with money?
Great question. So success is how you define it. I used to work with somebody a few years ago who was, quite literally, he was crazy creative, so creative, it was not even funny. And he always was coming up with a new thing. And eventually one day he said something about success, and he said, success is completing things. And he never completed anything, swear to God. He never completed anything. He was always hopping to the next thing. So that's something that you take with you and just really sit with for a moment. Success is completing things. Bringing something into full fruition. When you are a passionpreneur, you get lots of amazing and creative ideas. And what happens if you are always chasing after the next idea, you never give yourself or your business time to get grounded in and to bring into full fruition the ideas that you have already put into motion. And then what happens is you are it's like you're trying to run a race on a half a tank, and then another race comes up and you go to that race and you've only got a quarter of a tank, and then another race comes up and you've only got an eighth of a tank.
Yeah.
And you lose momentum in everything and become scattered all over the place. And when you're scattered energetically, when you're not bringing things into completion and fully and successfully finishing what you started, you are going to have a mighty challenge with attracting money into your business. Because if you're hopping all over the place like a frog or a grasshopper, your market doesn't know where you are. Your market can't find you, and your market gets confused. Like, what am I offering? And I went through this myself. Am I an angel reader? Am I a psychic? Am I a crystal healer? Am I a shaman? What am I doing? Am I working with art? Am I making this? Am I doing that? I mean, I went through the whole journey, so I know what I'm talking about. And it's in the last 2 years, I've really come to a place where I am clear that I need to sit in my own creative chaos and ruthlessly prune away anything that is not sustainable on the long term. And one of the things that we created in our business that I believe is going to be sustainable over the long term is our live mentorship program called Feel Safe and Powerful Asking for Money. Because we have definitely identified certainly in the spiritual community and also in the creative community, a big, big charge around and difficulty with asking for money in your business. And I feel like if I just stay right here with this program, Feel Safe and Powerful Asking for Money, this is my live mentorship, it's a big ticket program. If I stick with that program and just continue to consistently put the message out to the market that I help with this, then, you know, naturally, eventually, I will begin to magnetize more and more and more people to that program to be healed. I mean, ultimately, that's what I'm here to do, is help people to heal with their stuff. And when people feel safe and powerful asking for money, they are actually able to master their own power and master their own destiny.
Wonderful stuff. I'm Karen Hager. You're listening to Out of the Fog. My guest is Amethyst Wildfire. We'll be right back after this short break.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Tune in.
in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and that's Amethyst Wildfire singing back up. She's a divine destiny mentor. She helps people start speaking up and being seen. She helps them feel safe and powerful while they're asking for money. She wants to help you align with your true purpose, help you move your passion-fueled business forward. You can find out more about Amethyst and her work at TheEmpoweredMessenger.com, and wait, I'm not done. Put a slash after that and add Fog City Gifts, and she's got a special page of cool free stuff for you. TheEmpoweredMessenger.com/Fog City Gifts. Now, Amethyst, before we went to the break, we were talking about, you were starting to talk about ways that we can get it together, that we can, when we get stuck, we don't know where we are, when we're running around like a chicken with our head cut off, there are five sacred steps, things that we can do to help get ourselves back in on track and pull ourselves back into alignment. Can you say, keep going with that? Tell me what they are.
Sure. Yeah, so I call these the five T's for taking it to the next level. So often what happens when we are in this journey is we get called into a space, right? You know, we're passionate. Now all of a sudden we're a messenger. Now all of a sudden we're doing stuff on the internet, whatever it is. Now we have a radio show. We get called into a space and we spend some time in that space where we're really playing and having a great time. And then all of a sudden we grow again. Our soul wants to grow again. And things stop working the way that they used to work, and they just aren't functioning well anymore. And eventually we get to a point where, you know, we're banging our head against the wall. And so my intent with helping you with the five T's for taking it to the next level is so that you won't be banging your head against the wall to the point that it's a bloody pulp. Let's get it while as you're approaching the wall, before you start hitting the wall, right?
Right.
And so one of the things that I want people to know is, I call these the five T's for taking it to the next level. So the first T is terminate. And when I talk about terminate, what I mean is it is a very good and very important practice to periodically stop the world. And that can take many forms. For me right now in my own business, I actually have moved out of my house for 2 months. I've gone on sabbatical from home ownership. And I rented my house out to a family that moved over from Germany who had all their furniture coming on a boat. So they needed a furnished house. And I am at my brother's house at the lake. Oh. And what that allowed me to do And what Stopping the World allows you to do is it allows you to surface the things that aren't working anymore that need to be shown to you so that you can really see what's been happening, what you've been doing, how you've been playing out your old patterns, what needs to happen. It's a moment of awareness. It's a place where you can stop time and create a space for yourself to just cut the momentum of forward motion that has you headed directly headfirst for that wall. And Stopping the World is super, super, super important. Now, not everyone can, you know, rent out their house for 2 months and go to the lake house. I'm telling you, it's lovely. I'm having a wonderful time here. I'm out in nature and listening to the frogs and all of it. It's great. We can terminate with one breath, Karen.
Yep.
So I'm just going to invite everybody on the radio show and who's listening either now or in the archives to terminate with me. Let's just terminate with together by taking one deep, conscious breath. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And just let yourself feel what it feels like to stop the world, even for one breath. Even for one breath.
Ah,
yeah.
Nice.
So the second T in the five T's for taking it to the next level is transmuting. And what that means is getting all of the stuff out of the way that's getting in the way of your dream coming true. And what I found in my own business, and it keeps happening to me, so I'm aware that it's a recurring event. Every time I grow, I discover that I'm in this place again. What you did to build, say, for example, a five-figure business is not going to work to build a six-figure business. What I did to build a six-figure business is not going to work to build a seven-figure business, and so on. And so when you are up against that growth edge as the wall is coming towards you, if you can consciously be aware enough to stop the world first and then look at all the things you're doing that the next level of growth for you are things that you shouldn't be doing anymore. Mm-hmm. And whether that's not taking good care of yourself personally by spending time in nature and reconnecting with source and feeding yourself good food, or whether it's doing all your emails instead of delegating, or whatever it is, if it's, you know, trying to put 27 talks on your plate instead of 3 really good ones, whatever it is that's in the way of you moving to the next level, the second T is where we clear it all out. We transmute it. The third T is trusting. And a lot of times what happens when we start clearing things out, when we start hacking away and emptying and ending and stopping and saying, I'm not doing that anymore, a lot of fear can come up.
Sure.
A lot of fear can come up. So part of the clearing is clearing the fear so that you can actually hear and open up a space for spirit to come and guide you to your true next steps. And so the third T is trusting. Trusting that as you hack away, as you clear out, as you eradicate those things that aren't working for you anymore, that spirit will come in and guide you to your true next steps. So I'm in like round 3 or 4, maybe 5 of this hacking away process. And I brought all my boxes of stuff up to the lake house, right? And I spent 3 days going through all my stuff, literally going through all my business stuff. I consolidated it all into one box that is my storehouse of things that I might do someday that I have like notes for and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I've got down to 2 folders, writing and speaking.
Wow.
That's it. I got 2 folders, writing and speaking. And at the same time, I'm also working with my team. My whole team kind of fell apart, and now I'm realigning my team. So I'm calling in more support to do more of the stuff that I should not be doing anymore, so I can focus on what are my 2 things, writing anything.
Yeah.
And that's what Spirit has guided me to do. Those are the two areas where I have the greatest genius. My greatest genius comes from writing and speaking. So that's what I should be doing. Everything else, and socializing. I love to socialize too. So the fourth, everything else, you know, you need to put aside. The fourth T is tapping in. Tapping in happens after you've gotten that guidance from Spirit for your true next step, and you discover that hidden reservoirs, resources, and reserves that you didn't even know you had will suddenly show up. So one example is a new team member is coming to me. She and I actually, I had done a telesummit for her about a year and a half ago. Just so happens she lives in New Hampshire, of all places. Mm. And I've known her, but we were both at an event in Orlando, and all of a sudden we sat down to have dinner together, and now she's on my team. So here was a hidden resource that I didn't even know I had. Mm-hmm. But when I got clear, boom, there she was. And the final T is taking action. And this is where you energize to set your world in motion once again. So we've stopped our world, transmuted, we terminated, transmuted, trusted, tapped in, and now we're taking action. So tomorrow, I'm having my first meeting with my new virtual marketing director. I'm taking action. I took action. You know, you can terminate and rest for a little while, but you can't stay there forever, because if you do that, you're basically depressed.
Yep.
Okay?
Wow. So those are fantastic. Terminate, transmute, trusting, tapping in, and taking action. Things you can do right now. Go ahead, start right now. We'll wait. As you are finding out where you are, realigning yourself, and moving forward with your passion. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Amethyst Wildfire. Go now, go to theempoweredmessenger.com/fogcitygifts and pick up free stuff. You can get a subscription to her e-zine. There's much more on the site. We'll be right back after this.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I've got all my sisters with me. Amethyst Wildfire is one of them. She's the speaker, shaman. She's a divine destiny mastery mentor. She's an empowered messenger and so much more. We're talking about aligning with your passion, moving your heart-centered divine business forward. And you can find out more about Amethyst and her work at TheEmpoweredMessenger.com. Put a slash and then Fog City Gifts, and you go to the secret page for listeners to this program. There's free stuff there for you. I'm just saying, you should go over there right now. Amethyst, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. And I just want to sing. I got a love story for me. I want to sing and dance.
I know one of the most fun things about this show for me is hearing the music that Chris picks. I have nothing to do with the music. He's picking all this awesome music that we get in the breaks. You were talking a little bit earlier in the program about helping people feel safe and powerful while they are asking for money. And I want to bring you back to that, because money is something that so many of us don't feel safe around. And in fact, we feel disempowered.
Exactly.
Right? How do you help people with that?
So we actually have created a live mentorship program called Feel Safe and Powerful Asking for Money. And we have our own unique branded system called the Safe System, where we actually take people through processes and teach them practices to help them transmute and transit out of old beliefs, patterns of behavior, and archetypal roles that they have been playing around money and in their relationship with money. And one of the things that we've discovered, particularly in the psychic and healing communities, the metaphysical communities, is there are three specific challenges that I've discovered that we help people to overcome. One is the challenge of the overgiver. These are the ones who are giving, 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 and never seem to have a fair return for all that they've put out into the world or into their business. We talked about that business sucking you in, right?
Yeah.
The second is the challenge of being attractive, visible, and pursued. So we have people who are secretly sabotaging themselves by hiding their light and spending all their time working on their business, but they're never really in their business. And the third is the challenge of mastering power. And this is where people get intimidated and overwhelmed just by the mere idea of serving hundreds, thousands, or even millions of people. So they stay small, they hold back from really stepping into their purpose and mission, and they cut themselves off from creating money. Because the truth of the matter is, if you are going to be serving hundreds, thousands, or even millions of people, you must feel safe and powerful asking for money in any amount, from anyone, at any time, for anything. And so whatever you're asking for money right now, add a zero onto the end and see how that feels. So if you're, for example, doing readings for $35, what would it be like to ask $350 for your readings? There are people playing at all levels of the spectrum. And this was one of the things that I realized not too long after getting into this work, is that you could be the person who's doing readings at the VFW on Saturday, or you could be the person who's doing readings for the stars and getting, you know, $1,500 to read somebody's palm. Mm-hmm. And everywhere in between, you can be Walmart or you can be Tiffany's. Mm-hmm. And so part of the challenge is really getting over yourself so that you can ask for the dollar amount that is going to build a business that is going to successfully reach your people and is going to successfully serve the purpose that you were born to deliver into the world. And if you think that you can build a multi-million person served business on a $35 reading, you're out of your mind.
That's a lot of readings.
It's a shitload of readings, to be perfectly blunt. And the truth of the matter is, it's not your money. This money doesn't belong to any of us. Money comes from source and it goes back to source. Our work is really to be just the channel through which the money flows in accordance with the highest purpose for all concerned. I was at an event the other couple months ago in March, and I happened to have somebody took a picture of me. I was dressed up in my woo-woo woman outfit, and behind my shoulder was a banner that somebody had for their booth, and I was blocking part of whatever the words were on the banner, but when I looked at the picture of myself, behind my shoulder, it said, "Divine has wallet." I was like, okay, got it, got the sign. You know, I was in that space of, oh my God, can I really afford to take 2 months off and spend, you know, time in the wilderness and not be doing my stuff? And you know, how's the money going to happen? I mean, even people who have made multi-six figures in their business, I still have some of those questions myself, right? Thankfully, I'm turned on and tuned in and tapped in enough and know enough to do the 5 T's, terminate. You know, first of all, terminate, stop the world, and certainly stop thinking those thoughts. Stop thinking, like, how am I going to manage, right? Terminate that thinking. Stop it right away. As soon as it came up, and then I saw the picture, I laughed. I was like, oh, okay, thank you. The divine has my wallet. You know what I mean? It belongs to the divine. Nothing that's here on the physical plane is ours. We are mere stewards. That's what we are. We are stewards for all the wealth that's here.
And it's all about relationship, as you were saying before. Those steps that you were talking about, working with your tendency to be an overgiver, allowing yourself to be attractive, visible, and pursued, mastering your own power, getting the heck over yourself and getting out of the way, that's how we build positive relationships. That's how we attract partners. It's how we attract abundance. It's how we attract love into our lives. And there we go. That's the passionpreneur right there.
Exactly. There you go. That's the passionpreneur right there. So if there's anybody who is listening to this call who feels in any way inspired or excited about the idea of discovering how they might learn about feeling safe and powerful, asking for money, I definitely invite you to go on over to that gifts page, because one of the things that we have there for you is an application form that you can fill out to apply for an appointment for a private conversation with either myself or my lead Empowered Messenger Master Mentor, Mikael. And one of the two of us will have a conversation with you if you fill out the application. We can't choose everyone, so we have, you know, space for probably about 5 or 10 people. So we carefully review those applications to make sure that we are giving people who are very serious about moving themselves forward with their passionpreneurship the right time and the right attention. So we definitely invite you to go over there to that gifts page at theempoweredmessenger.com/FogCityGifts. Fill out our magic form, and we will look for you in the queue. And some people may be a fit for you now to enroll in our Feel Safe and Powerful Asking for Money live mentorship love to see some applications from your community, Karen. That would be rocking awesome.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time, and I love the message that you're sharing. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.
Thank you. You too. That was Amethyst Wildfire. You can find out more about her and her work. You can get free stuff if you go to theempoweredmessenger.com/FogCityGifts. She is leading an event on June 15th in Nashua, New Hampshire. You can get more information about that at startspeakingupandbeingseen.com. Now, that's all the time we have for today. Please visit fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. Enter to win a free seat in Saturday's online gallery reading by emailing me, Karen@fogcitypsychic.com, to let me know one thing you did today that brought you joy. I'll choose a winner at random tomorrow, and I will contact you if you've won. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, Allison Mead will be my guest. After a bad breakup, she moved to LA and got a job as a phone psychic. And as she worked on accepting her gifts and giving advice to the people who called her, she found a few creative solutions for her own dating life as well. That's going to be a fun show. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com.
She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.